Okay, let me tell you what the last two songs were before I turn the mighty WRCT radio studio over to Sambo here. Last song was new music by Marika Hackman. That was Slime off of the CD by the same name. And before that, we had what certainly, in my humble opinion, is one of Bob Dylan's best songs, Blind Willie McTell. I think that's on Volume 3 of the Bootleg series. It's probably other places, too. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I am going to be out of town the next couple of weeks, so there will be some pre-recorded Pinckney Hall. Don't try calling in on those shows because Kenny Joe won't be here. I don't think anybody will be here, so you're not going to get an answer. But thanks for listening. We'll be back on June, whatever it is, June 10th, June 11th, whatever 3 weeks from today is. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats. Just let me walk around and waller. In Mazuma, El Dinero, I want to be a millionaire. Oh, just give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon at addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos. Let me see their smiling faces. Give me money, 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 money. Want to get me a suit that's made entirely out of loot, and then whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. I want the golden touch, that's what I mean. Give me that old double eagle, I want that tender that is legal, and financially substantial, any sum I can inveigle. I want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. Collector, I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage. Man, to me it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Go on and spread those germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll around upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind, just so the president's got his picture on it. Let me feel it, let me hold it. Let me just sit there and fold it. Give me money, 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 money. I want a carload of cash, that kind that I can stash, a vat full of folio dough. You know, your banker never lets it matter where you gets it. Has you got it, boy? That's all he wants to know. So give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, gelter, gittis, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. I love the sound of that machine. We'll be right back.
There you go. The national anthem right there. That's right. Money. That's what I want. I don't know. That was either Graham Bond Association, James Taylor Quartet. I don't know who it was, but it was grooving. And before that, we heard the song Money by Tex Williams. Last week, we opened with that same song by Mel Blanc. This week, it was done by Tex Williams, song written by Stan Freberg. So you wondered how that could be such a brilliant tune. Well, Mr. Freberg penned that. Zombo right here with you. Are you ready? Are you ready? Second part of Money. We're wrapping up Money today. At the top of the pyramid of needs, Maslow's pyramid of needs. And it is the story, the greatest story. All roads lead to money. And this country was founded on money. This country runs on money, more so than any other country. I have adopted a new slogan for democracy. $1, one vote. I thought $1, one vote works. If you see how much money gets pumped into the politics, and especially this last mayor race, they threw so much money in there, and the one with the more money won. So here's how we should be. I often said this. This is how we should run our elections. Whoever raises the most money, now you got to raise it legally. So I get, never mind. Doesn't work then. Doesn't work. Because I thought it'd be more like whoever raises the most money gets the job. Whoever comes in second gets to keep all that money they raised. Yeah, I don't think it works too good. But $1, one vote. Go figure. New mayor coming in? Whatever. Not super stoked about that one, but, you know, could be worse. Could be that Marino dude. Ooh, man. You know, it's not only bad enough to get the lesser of two evils, we get the evil of two lessers. That's pretty much it. All right, I'm in your brain. And just kicking up next week is going to start the Pyramid of Civilization. And this is a good segue from all this money. Because this, I always just put money at the very top of the pyramid of human needs. And somebody actually told me this money is so important that they said anarchy and revolution are only 9 meals away. That's right. If you and your family miss 9 meals, that's 3 days of not eating. You know, you're looking at anarchy and revolution. Isn't that fascinating? Just 3 days. You know, and it's weird just how delicate everything is, even garbage picking up. You know, they don't pick up your garbage. They miss your garbage 1 week. It's like, oh, this is terrible. And then your whole world's like, you think about it, it's like garbage. And then the garbage builds up the next week. It's a very fragile thing here we got going on. And I just wish people would quit monkeying with it. You know, just leave it alone. Leave it alone. My motto is, I hate to say it, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But also, you need preventative maintenance, too, which we do not know preventative maintenance. So what else we got going on with money today? So money is this final segment this week. Next week is going to start with slaves, workers, and farmers. All songs about that. The bottom of the civilization pyramid, the most important part, they put at the bottom. Isn't that fascinating? You know, the basic thing you need is a thing that is just taken for granted or taken for granted. Always thought taken for granted, you know, because it's the bottom of everything and it's like a stone. Yeah, you see where we're going today. I'd like to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes. That was very nice. That was very nice. Really, you know, when you're a half-decent human being, and I try and be a half-decent human being, a lot of good things come your way. And it is very, that's the thing. They always say, you know, as you get older, don't let the old man in. And what that means is just keep, you know, don't let that old guy in. You know, and for me, I haven't let the 12-year-old of me out. This is still a 12, 13-year-old kid here, you know. I remember 12, 13 years old getting a cassette recorder and making little radio shows and doing that 12, 13 years old. And the show has gotten a little better over the years. But yeah, just keep that 12-year-old, man. Keep that 12-year-old nerd. So we're going to do more money, and then I'm going to do more yelling. For what reason? I do not know. I do not know. You know, most of the people listen to the show know what to expect. I try and edumacate. I try and be insightful. But, you know, all you can do is marvel at the chaos. Marvel at the chaos because, you know, when you get to a certain age, everybody is a ticking time bomb. Everybody. You got so much time on this earth. You know, ticking time bomb. And you get to the age now where you look at the newspapers, oh my God, that dude was 4 years younger than me and he just fell over dead. What was the problem? All right, he just fell over dead or died in his sleep. Died in his sleep is spooky. I don't know. There's something about dying in your sleep. It just kind of creeps me out even more than the regular death. Dying in your sleep is, I'll just go to sleep and never wake up. That's what, and then I said, who's died peacefully in their sleep? I don't know about that. And the whole idea of dying peacefully, I don't think is, I think that is, that's just a fairy story. I think you die, you're pooping yourself, your brain's going, and everything stops, and you're, and then I don't think that's peaceful no matter what. Mm-hmm. Just my opinion. Oh, whatevs. Hey, let's play some more Money Tunes, right? Oh, one of my favorites. F folding money. I'll be yakking with you a little bit. Tommy Blake in your brain. Oh, yeah. Music soothing the savage breast.
Well, I went to see my banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me the requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house. You gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money. Well, I went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. Said you don't qualify, you don't get a dime.
That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air folding money.
A lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, well, he don't get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the air folding on the table. 5, 10, 15. Flip that one.
Pack up, we're gonna leave here soon as we can. See, I was just a little bitty boy, about the age of 5. I didn't know what was going on then, I was too young to realize. But I found out a few years later what it was all about. It was too much worth that little bit of money. See what my daddy talking about. I got to have money.
I got to have some money.
I got to have some money.
I got to have some money. have money, y'all. Money. Everybody needs money.
Everybody needs money.
I used to carry water 15 miles for 50 cents a day. It's a shame a boy at 9 years old had to work so hard every day. But now I'm grown and I'm on my own. I want everybody to know the things I used to do down in Louisiana, I'll be damned if I do them anymore. I got to have money.
Detroit Jr. In front of that, Bobby Rush, gotta have some money. Tommy Blake, F-Olden money. And so right now, I usually wait till like about the 11:30 before I get too wound up, but I'm already wound up now. So for the early listeners, I've got a money story for you. Okay? Once again, it is a story you can trace in history, and It ends with where we are right now. How did things get so weird in this here country? How did they get weird? And it goes with money. But let's start back. Way back in Pittsburgh. That's where a lot of this horrible path we've been sent on starts. Starts with a guy by the name, went by the name of Bachelor Jeff. Means nothing to you, does it? Bachelor Jeff was a DJ in McKeesport, and he was also a DJ. He went to another station here, the news station, a news station in Pittsburgh, way back when. And Bachelor Jeff was basically one of the first hate disc jockeys. They like the Don Imus guy was kind of funny, and then they had these other DJs like Howard Stern's kind of funny. This guy basically sold hatred. This guy named Bachelor Jeff. Bachelor Jeff got fired from two stations, but he kept his hatred and his vitriol towards half of America. That's the thing. You in the past, we always had an enemy. You got to have you have an enemy to feel like you're part of a tribe, right? That's how enemies work. You feel you're part of a tribe and you hate the kind of almost, well, not like baseball because everybody hates the Pirates. Needless to say, that's another money thing. So anyhow, Bachelor Jeff goes on to become his real, using his other name, changes his name to Rush Limbaugh. He started out in Pittsburgh as Bachelor Jeff. Went on to be, and what this did, this started a whole, let's not have Russia be this evil empire. Let's not have, and we always had enemies, okay? For a while, then Germany was our enemy for a while. And then Japan was our enemy for a while. Italy was our enemy for a while, And then for a while, Korea, North Korea. We had these enemies. What this guy figured out to do is let's divide this country and get people to hate each other. There's always been a divide. There's always been like a generation gap and all this stuff, but not the vitriol and the hatred that we see today. And why is that a money thing? It is a money thing because the people at the top, the very rich, want these culture wars so there won't be a class war. It's very simple. They don't want you going after your money, their money, if you're fighting with your neighbor over cultural things like, like abortion or trans rights or black life, all that stuff. They get you to fight your neighbor. They get you to, and then they do it in the most, sad way to get you to hate somebody if you just sat down and talked with. So yeah, person's a little unusual, but still, hey, he's just a person like me. That's all. But what they did is they figured out how to make these people the enemy. How to make these people less of they dehumanize them. That's a good word, dehumanize them. And what that did, that made them pit each other. And usually, honestly, if someone starts going hating on you. And they're, hating on you, you're going to reflect some of that back because you fight fire with fire, And that's how we got to the amazing amount of, division that we have in this country where compromise isn't even on the table anymore. They can't even compromise anymore. It's either black or it's white. So here's the thing. So you get to that level. You get to that level and all of a sudden, you find that people are voting against their best interest because they hate the other person so much. For example, they were saying, with this new budget, all these poor people are going to like really have to pay more at the gas pump. They're going to pay more for their stuff they buy at the Walmart. They're going to buy, and that's going to really make them mad because people vote with their pocketbook. Yes, to a certain extent. They figured out how to trip that circuit in a human brain where all of a sudden it's like all it is about, I hate this other guy so much. I hate this other group of people so much. I'm willing to pay more money because it hurts them too. The old chop off your nose to spite your other nose thing, kind of thing. See what I mean? So this is how all this nonsense works. And it is all from the money up on top to keep the lower people, and I mean the lower people, the people that aren't billionaires, fighting with each other over just ridiculous stuff. Stuff that really isn't anybody else's business. That's the hilarious part. That stuff, if somebody wants to have this kind of sexuality, that's their business. That's none of your business. Someone wants to do something, that's their business. As long as they are not physically damaging you or hurting you, okay? That's it. It's an existentialism thing. And all they did is once they figured out the most gullible people in this country, how to turn that hate switch on, how to stir those turds up to the top, and how to make people hate. Because there's T-shirts that actually say, I'd rather be Russian than a Democrat. Who would ever think that? You know? Well, there's shirts like that. They've made so much hatred. And basically, when you're on the other side and that hate's being thrown at you, you can only ignore that for so long. And you start hating back. And once they shake, like that old thing about you put some red ants and some black ants, you know, the two different kinds of ants in a jar. And one ants are hanging around their one side, the other ants are, then you shake the jar up. And those two ants just start going at it. Like betta fish. Humans are like betta fish, really. There's humans are just like betta fish. You know, we're okay on our own. We're okay, sort of, kind of. You get into groups. You get more people. As you get more people, that seed of division grows. How's that? Does that do anything? Does that make a difference? No. Does it make you feel a little bit better? Maybe. Learning how you get in the pile of turds is half the battle. You just don't wake up one morning and go, how did I get in here? Man, it stinks. You have to realize how you got there before you can get out. And how do you get out of this? I don't know. What do I look like? I have answers? I'm some dumb DJ, that's all. Just for money. Here's the visible targets. Zombo in your brain, RCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back.
sleep. Find a ticket, win a lottery. Scoop the pearls up from the sea. Cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed.
Dreaming, 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 dre
There we go. Money to Burn. Playing that in the background. Playing it again. That's the Flaming Stars. Before that, we heard Patti Smith with Free Money. And Visible Targets. They're Just for Money. And let's see what I got here. Might as well do this. Oh, yeah, this. Gus Cannon. Good old Gus Cannon. Banjo Joe. My money never runs out. We good? We good. Well, I gotta tell you, I should tell you something, right? All right, let's see here. All of these are subject to, how about this? This is hilarious here. You got some of them savings bonds? Good luck. Might as well put them on the tail of that kite. I don't know what they're worth, but the savings bonds, you better go find them now. You better go cash them in now. You got it? Because you forgot about them, didn't you? And there's millions of these savings bonds. There's billions of dollars. That's right. Savings, Series E savings bonds. And I don't know what happened with it, why there's so many of these missing, you know? I mean, nobody just puts a savings bond in their drawer. I mean, come on, man. You get a savings bond, you don't even, oh, you know what? Here's a, no, who gives that gift anymore? Like when you're a kid, here's a savings bond. It's $15, and in 30 years, it's going to be worth $30. Give me my $15 now. It's all about the now. And if you folks out there are over the age of 62 or 63 and have not taken Social Security, you are a fool. You need to get those scraps of socialism we have left. And socialism is not a bad word. It just means taking care of the society. You know, that's what I think it means, taking care of somebody. That's why it's called Social Security. You know, eh, no big deal. But if you don't, you can go, it parlays over to the next one, which means you can get food stamps. Maybe. I think there's some extra things that they see the shades of your skin before they give you your food stamps. Isn't that sickening? I'm sure that practically is somebody in Congress is working, trying to work that bill out. You know, they have a chart. Nope, sorry. Can't give it to you. Who knows what's going on, but just do the best you can, all right? It's not all gloom and doom. I mean, just imagine, see, and that's the thing, you got to look at other pieces of history. You got to look at other pieces of history to make sure that, you know, yeah, it's scary and dark and troubling. And the nice thing is, you look around you and most of your family, if you got a decent family, most of your friends, scared out of their mind, not scared out of their mind because there's domestic terrorism, you know, and don't let the terrorists win. That's that simple. There's just an awful lot of domestic terrorism going on here. Getting rid of people's social nets. Getting rid of people's money. Money, there you go. Getting rid of, taking people off of their health care. What kind of sick turd does that? You know what kind of sick turds do that. And it's all about the money. Because why? Some folks, it's never enough. It's a hoarding disorder. $1 billion and you're still miserable. You don't have enough. $2 billion. You're still miserable. You don't have enough. Maybe look in the mirror and say, my gosh, I am a miserable person. No amount of money is going to make me happy. And then jump off a cliff. Then the world's a better place. But man, there's some nasty human beings out there. The best thing to do is avoid them. I always say there's two kinds of folks in this world, and it's best to avoid them both. That's right. The more you can insulate yourself and hang out with yourself, better. Mm-hmm. Figure out a side hustle. So this is kind of crazy. Guy at front of mine is saying, you know, I'm thinking of retiring. Oh, you really are? Yeah. What are you going to do with your retirement years? Well, you know, I thought I'd go back to that deli I worked at when I was in high school and then kind of work there. Whoa, wait. You're retiring as a job. And then you're going to go back to the job you had when you were in high school to make some side money. What was the point of working? What's the point of working if there's never a time when you don't work and enjoy life? Because your life's going to be over before you know it. We're all ticking time bombs. The more you work, the less you live. Keep that in mind. Your salary is your ransom on your dreams. So just figure out what to do to make some money and try and avoid a boss. Try and figure something out. Try and figure something out. You can do it. I did it. Took a long time to figure it out, but I done did it. You know? That, of course, getting $1 million a year doing this radio show. Other than that, I just prop my toe bones up. So, yeah, then there's people that have worked a horrible job their whole life. I've seen this happen. They work a whole, this job they hate. They complain about this job the whole time. It comes the day they're retiring and they're crying. They don't want to leave this job. You know, isn't that mind-blowing? And then they die. Because they kind of lost their way because that job is their identity. Man, you just got to get your head on straight and be and just do some good things for yourself. You just got to do that. Comprende? All right, my money, it never runs out. Gus Cannon, Banjo Joe, Zombo, right in your brains. Oh, by the way, real quick, I will not be doing trivia at Spirit this coming Monday. It is Memorial Day. I forgot about that. They're closed. So I think the 2nd and the 4th Monday. And I'd like to thank everybody. Come on, I gave a bunch of money away. I gave my money away. That's right. I'd like to thank, the first place team was Urban Wine Dogs. They won my $100. And I think Go Bananas. I think they might have won something too. I think they won the pizza. I forget who won second place. Second place got $50. But then I found out I'm not really allowed to give my money away. So I'm like, okay, I won't give my money away no more. So there. So trivia is going to come back to, like, I think the 2nd and the 4th week in June. So it's not going to happen. Oh, wait a minute. I know who came in second. Oh, Mark's team. That's right. They with a fiddler on a hot tin roof or fiddlers on a hot. I think that might have been the name of that team. Yeah, Mark's team came in second. Yeah, it was brutal, man. Those guys, I was pulling some stuff out, man. These teams are, you put some money down, woo-wee. People get real smart. It's like when you give a dog a biscuit. Give me your paw. Dog's like, huh? What? Give me your paw. Huh? What? Here's a biscuit. Hey, here's my paw. Yeah, money's a real, it's fascinating what that can do. It's such a hell of a motivator, you know, because money took the place of the whip and torture. Because before, you know, build these pyramids for me. Whip, torture. Okay, I'm making them. I'm making the pyramids. Right, and then they die pretty early. Then you go, well, maybe if I make this thing called money, I can give them money to do the slave work. And they'll need that to buy stuff from me. And I get that money back. Will Rogers actually said, it's always good to pay the poor people just so the money will run through their fingers for a fleeting moment before it goes back up to the rich. Alrighty, back to my money never runs out. Gus Cannon, Banjo Joe.
There's a certain y'all a joker live around this town, and just as lazy as a lady can be. Why the lawn to shake, it says he hangs around. I love my heart, says he. Boy, one morning, smoke right away. The room, the word was said. The boy, I go back to bed. Man, I give up my head. I don't care if another wake up. Man, I don't care if another wake up. Till the boy gets through with me. I'm coming back here with my big smoke. I'm gonna make them family tree. Nothing like a living like a money king. Drink from a silver cup. Cheap boys can pass. Man, you're out of my class. I don't care if I know we money Johnny boy was that high. I blew my soul to a jetty sky. I bought a keeper with the diamond dust. Man, I don't care if they bang the boys for my money. Don't never run out, rich fool. You making me doubt. Now every good evening, wheel on toes, I shout. Said I'm a living a good all the time. I don't drink this, no cheap wine. Want it always flush. Good money, well, never run out. A good all the time. I don't drink beer and no cheap wine. But it always plays. Good money, well, it never run out.
Money. money never does find no home.
There you go, Big Money, and that there's a Big Black doing Big Money. And let's see here, we heard Gambling Money. Oh, so we're all over the board on this. Got that nice, crunchy, grungy Big Black Steve, the late Steve Albini. He's not late. He's never showing up. He's dead. Stone dead. Big Money by Big Black. We heard Gambling Money, Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant. We heard Money Talks, the AC/DC tune done by Hasey Dixied. And My Money Never Runs Out, Banjo Joe, a.k.a. Gus Cannon. And, speaking of money that runs out, I know somebody's money never runs out, and that's Kelvin. He always manages to send me the most dangerous birthday cards I've ever gotten. This year, he did get me. This goes on for about a decade. Kelvin has been sending me birthday cards. The first birthday card, I don't even know how this dude got my address. the first birthday card he sends me, and I think, oh, this is really nice. A listener sending me a birthday card. How pleasant. I open it up, and it's a glitter bomb. There's glitter everywhere when they open this card up. It's like one of those glitter bomb cards. And I am like beside myself because I was right next to myself. And laughing, and still, a decade later, still finding glitter in very odd places. This last one, so then I always open these cards outside. And he hasn't got me again. I'm thinking, oh, I'm safe this time. I'm safe this time. Calvin hasn't sent me an exploding card that, I mean, usually he got in the whole sticker phase. So it's like stickers all over things. Okay, good. Stickers are safe. They're not going to go anywhere. So he opens up and it's exploding fast.